This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so if you've ever looked at your paid advertising dashboard and felt that that mix of hope and dread, you probably know this feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Your platform looks great, all green, you're seeing clicks, impressions. I mean, there's definitely activity.
Right.
But then when you look at the actual sales numbers, the qualified leads, you know, the ones you actually need to grow the business, they just aren't there. It's such a disconnect.
And that disconnect is, well, it's almost always where the real problem hides. That feeling of spending, say, $100. You think you got five good leads.
Yeah.
But then maybe only one was actually qualified. That's the core issue we see again and again when we dig into performance reports.
Yeah.
It's not just about what you're targeting.
It's more about...
It's about who you are.
Yeah.
Maybe aggressively. Failing to exclude every single irrelevant click. It's like a tiny wasted transaction. We call it a silent drain on your budget. Just chipping away at profit.
That silent drain idea, that really hits home because it feels exactly like that, doesn't it? Like death by a thousand irrelevant clicks. So our mission today is basically to turn this ad exclusion strategy into like your secret weapon.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're doing a deep dive into the actual steps that prove mastering exclusion lists is just as critical, maybe sometimes more critical than getting your initial keyword lists right.
Absolutely.
This is how you cut through all that digital noise and really shift your ad spend towards something predictable, a lead generating system that works.
Exactly. Predictable is the key word there.
Okay, so let's maybe unpack this whole strategy. I like using analogies. Let's try a visual one to ground the concept.
Sure.
I want you, the listener, to picture your ad campaign budget. Like, it's a massive fishing net. You're casting it out into the huge ocean of the internet.
Perfect frame.
So yeah.
Your keywords, your demographics, all that interest-based targeting.
Yeah.
Those are essentially the holes in your net, right? Mm-hmm. They're designed to catch the specific fish you want.
The valuable ones. Your qualified leads.
Your qualified leads. But, I mean, the internet ocean, it's full of junk.
Totally. Old tires, plastic bags.
Driftwood, yeah.
Yeah.
All that digital debris. And if you just cast that net wide, you pull it all in.
Okay.
And it weighs the net down.
And crucially, you're paying the crew, you know, Google, Meta, whoever, every single time you reel in that garbage.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And that digital debris, it costs real money. Your exclusion lists.
Mm.
They're the smart part of the net, the sophisticated mechanism.
Oh, okay.
They let the unwanted catch, you know, the people or the searches that will absolutely never convert, just pass straight through, cost you nothing.
Right.
Without a really solid ad exclusion strategy, you are literally paying to advertise to job seekers, maybe students doing research.
Or worse.
Or worse, people who already bought from you.
It's wild. So it's not enough just to cast the net wide. You have to be almost surgical about removing everything that doesn't belong there.
Surgical is a good word for it.
I think the fundamental shift here is realizing that every single time you optimize an exclusion list, you are directly actually increasing your profitability. It's not just saving pennies.
No, it's way more than that. It's about making sure 100% of your budget, or as close as you can get, is working towards a conversion.
It's prioritizing intent, isn't it?
Exactly. Prioritizing intent. If you've got a limited budget, and who doesn't, you simply cannot afford to feed the platform traffic that has zero chance of converting.
Okay, makes sense. So let's dive into the first, probably the most fundamental area of waste, especially for search ads. Those irrelevant search terms. Yeah, the big one.
This means really dedicating time to reviewing that search term report. Like, rigorously. We are paying for clicks, so we have to make sure those clicks carry real commercial intent.
This is just foundational for search campaigns. You have to be brutally honest with yourself here. Is the person typing this specific query actually looking to buy something, or are they just, you know, browsing for information?
Right. If you're running, say, B2B software ads, you're hoping to reach business owners, maybe procurement managers.
People making purchase decisions, yeah.
So give us some common traps. Where do advertisers almost always find that wasteful, non-commercial traffic just lurking? Well, the obvious ones are usually those terms that pretty clearly signal zero intent to actually buy anything.
What?
Like, if you sell paid premium software, you're probably showing up for high volume, sure, but really low value searches. Things like free business software or maybe business software alternatives.
Ah, the free seekers.
Exactly. Those users are way up the top of the funnel, discovery stage, often just looking for a handout, frankly.
And then there are the terms that seem related, but they're clearly for a totally different audience, right?
Oh, definitely. Think about searches like business software jobs or a business software student project, even things like business software history.
Okay, yeah.
These people are looking for work or maybe educational resources or just, you know, general context. They are related to your industry technically.
But they have zero intent to buy your specific product today.
Zero. Absolutely zero. And every single time you find one of those in your search term report, you need to immediately add it to your negative keyword list. Stop the bleeding.
Okay, but I have heard some people argue, you know, well, maybe I should bid on the word free just to get the volume and then I'll try to convert them later. Why is that generally just a recipe for that silent drain?
Because you're basically relying on your ad copy alone to overcome the user's already stated intent, which is tough.
Right. They typed free.
They typed free. You're asking someone who explicitly wants free to click on your ad. That probably leads to a paid subscription page.
Mm-hmm.
You are paying for a click from someone who has very low intent, who will likely bounce immediately.
And that hurts your quality score too, right?
Exactly. Hurts your quality score, wastes your money. The actionable advice here is really simple. Add these non-converting related terms to your negative keyword list right away. Just stop paying for users who are telling you upfront they don't want to pay you. Makes perfect sense. Stop paying people who want free stuff. Got it. Okay, so we've cleaned up the search queries, filtered out the free seekers, the job seekers. That's cleaning up the search intent.
But now we have to clean up the audience pool. The actual people we're targeting based on like their existing relationship with our company.
Right.
And this brings us neatly to exclusion area two, your existing customer base. This should be like an immediate non-negotiable step in pretty much any ad campaign focused on new leads.
Wait, okay. My current clients are great. I love them. They bought my product. Why do I need to make sure they don't see my new lead generation ads?
Because they've already converted. Think about it. If they already purchased your, say, B2B platform,
yeah.
Why on earth would you waste ad spend showing them an ad that says request a demo? It makes no sense. You're not only wasting money on the impression, but if they happen to click it by mistake,
you pay for a totally redundant click.
You pay for a click that achieves nothing. And this also really plays into the user experience.
Oh, for sure. Seeing ads for something you already own, especially if you just bought it, can be incredibly annoying.
Precisely. So the two benefits here are super clear. One, it saves you actual budget dollars, critical dollars.
And two, it actually improves the relationship with your existing users because you're not just bombarding them with irrelevant sales pitches.
Okay, that's a really easy win then.
It's an essential, easy to implement strategy. Just upload your current customer list or maybe anyone who signed into your portal in the last year, something like that, and exclude them from your lead gen campaigns. Done. Simple. But effective.
Okay,
that's audience exclusion area two. Now for the third one. This one gets debated a lot, I find. Competitors. Ah, yes. Competitor question.
Should we or shouldn't we bid on competitor brand names? What's the general thinking?
Well, strategically speaking, it's rarely efficient for the average advertiser. Let's put it that way.
Why not? Seems like a direct way to poach customers.
Because you're basically choosing to engage in a bidding war, often an expensive one, for an audience that is already, you know, inherently loyal to another brand or at the very least highly familiar with them and actively seeking them out.
That makes sense. If I'm actively searching for like competitor X's pricing, yeah. I'm probably pretty far down their funnel already. How often does my ad really succeed in pulling me out of that specific mindset?
The conversion rate there is usually, well, let's just say it's often pretty abysmal. You tend to get clicks that are purely driven by curiosity.
Just checking out the competition.
Yeah, people clicking just to see what you offer in comparison, not because they're genuinely ready to switch right then and there, or worse.
Worse.
And this definitely happens more often than people like to admit.
Yeah.
You risk paying for clicks that are, shall we say, maliciously intended, either by the competitor themselves or maybe an affiliate just trying to drain your budget.
Ouch.
So yeah. The general recommendation, avoid that high-cost, low-return battle altogether, unless you have a very specific, very advanced strategy.
Yeah.
So for most advertisers, the advice is take your top, say, 10 main competitors' brand names, add them straight to the exclusion list. Unless you have a really specific surgical campaign designed only for competitor conquest, maybe with a dedicated budget.
Exactly. For general efficiency, exclusion is usually king here.
Okay, we've done the work then. We've stopped paying for job seekers, stopped paying for the free searchers, stopped showing ads to our current customers, and we've stepped back from that expensive competitor bidding war.
That's a lot of cleanup.
That's a huge amount of irrelevant traffic just gone. So How does putting this kind of rigorous exclusion strategy into practice actually translate into, you know, measurable results on the dashboard?
Oh, it translates immediately. And I'm often quite dramatically, right? Into your key performance indicators, your KPIs.
Okay.
By basically eliminating all that junk traffic, you drastically purify your data pool and your efficiency metrics. They immediately sharpen up. All right, let's break down the specific metrics. What's the very first thing we should expect to see shift in the right direction?
First, you should definitely see a lower cost per click, your CPC.
Okay, explain why.
Well, CPC is just the amount you pay every time someone clicks your ad, right?
Okay.
By focusing only on those high intent, commercially viable terms and audiences,
yeah,
your competition for those specific auctions might actually decrease a bit. But more importantly, your relevance and your quality score on the ad platform should improve significantly because you're matching the ad to the user intent much better.
And better quality scores usually mean lower click costs.
Exactly. Lowering the price of every single click is massive. But like we discussed earlier, the quality of that click is even more vital. So what about engagement?
Right. That's where the second key metric comes in. A higher click-through rate, your CTR, which is the percentage of people who see the ad and actually click it.
Precisely. Since your ads are now, ideally, only showing to people who are commercially minded, people actually looking for a solution like yours, well, they're far more likely to engage with the ad.
So you might get fewer total clicks overall.
Potentially fewer total clicks, yes, but a much, much better percentage of good clicks. Clicks that matter.
Okay, so we have lower cost per click,
right,
plus highly targeted, higher engagement traffic. It feels like that all drives towards the biggest indicator of real campaign success, right?
Which is, of course, the reduction in cost per acquisition, your CPA.
The bottom line metric.
That's the metric that tells you the true cost of generating a genuine qualified lead or an actual conversion.
Yeah.
When you strip out all that waste, the irrelevant searches, the existing customers, the curious competitors, the cost required to generate a real sales opportunity just falls, sometimes dramatically.
So you're simply paying less for more highly qualified prospects.
That's it in a nutshell.
Wow. Okay, that's the goal right there. A lower CPA ultimately means your ad budget is finally working efficiently. It's delivering real qualified leads.
Mm.
And it shifts the whole business process away from just, you know, guessing and hoping and vague reports.
And unfulfilled promises.
Yeah, towards a truly data-driven approach where ideally every single dollar is accounted for and working hard.
Exactly. That's the power of rigorous exclusion.
So the central takeaway here, wrapping things up a bit, is that if your ad campaigns feel like they're just draining money, you are probably pouring that money into a leaky bucket.
It's a very common scenario. Success in paid advertising comes not just from finding new targets, but really from that rigorous, almost daily optimization and the strategic application of exclusion lists.
It really feels like the hidden prerequisite for profitability, doesn't it? The experts whose work we looked at for this deep dive, they repeatedly emphasize this clear framework. It's not rocket science.
No, it's fundamental. Review search terms for non-commercial intent. Exclude your existing customer lists and strategically exclude competitors unless you have a very specific high-risk budget to burn on that.
And these aren't like super advanced ninja tactics. They're necessities for efficiency.
Absolutely. Core blocking and tackling for PPC. And thinking about that framework, it kind of leaves us with a provocative question for you, the listener, to maybe explore this week.
Okay, let's hear it.
If excluding, obviously, irrelevant terms and your existing customers instantly improve performance, what other, maybe often overlooked groups or categories might still be silently draining your budget right now?
Like what?
Well, maybe non-target geographic regions, places where you physically cannot service clients, or maybe even employees of your own partner organizations who might be clicking ads.
Interesting. Things you don't immediately think of as needing exclusion.
Exactly. So the challenge is, what one exclusion will you prioritize and test today? What small change could potentially turn a good campaign into a truly great, efficient one? That's a great final thought. Take these concepts, apply them rigorously, really dig into those reports, and continue your own deep dive into strategic optimization. We'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
With 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.